Good morning. How are we going today? Good. I'm just going to have a quick prayer and then we'll jump into it. Dear Lord, we thank you for the day. We just ask that you continue to watch over Australia as we go through flash flooding and fires. We thank you for the rain we've had and we just ask that more comes to where it's needed. We thank you for the day. We thank you for everyone that can be here and for those who can't, that you just put your healing hand on them and look after them today. We just ask that everyone gets something out of today, whether it's through the message or through the community after, and that we all have a great day. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, I'm going to be talking a bit about what I've been doing over the last few weeks and a little bit about what I've learned. So to start off, we're actually going to read Ecclesiastes 3. So if you guys want to open your Bibles to Ecclesiastes 3. And it's about a new season. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time for peace. And that's the passage that we're going to base this morning off. And we've all just come through a different time. So a lot of us are going back to work now. School is starting to get ready back. I was at school this week for my induction at my new school at St. Philip's Cessnock, and all the teachers were there. Everyone's preparing for a new season. Everyone's just been through Christmas. We've had the holidays. We've had the time off. And through this time, we often see a few things go around. We see a saying such as New Year, New Me, where everyone's so focused on the new year, the new start to the they can actually change themselves, a chance to improve ourselves in a new season. See, a new season brings new opportunities, a place that we can change who we are, improve who we are. But it also brings other things such as challenges that we haven't faced before, challenges that we might not be sure about. For me, I walked into school for the first time at Cessnock, and I was a little worried because I didn't know many people. I was like, I don't know who's here. I only know one person. But after a while, after talking to a few people, I was like, oh, it's okay. Everyone here knows who I am. They're all cool. We all get along. But for some people, it can be more difficult than that. Some people, you might have moved places. You might have moved to a new school. Maybe you finished school and now you're going into uni. And that's pretty daunting. I only did that only a few years ago. And I was a bit worried after I first left school. For some of us, it might be a new job. And in this time where we're starting to go back into the normal routine after New Year's, we often hear about New Year's resolutions. We often hear about people wanting to do something better. For example, the gym. I'm part of a gym. I'm sure my mum will laugh when I say that because I haven't been for a while. But actually, the busiest time of the gym is now. In the last few weeks, all these gym memberships have been signed up. Heaps more gym members there. It's a lot busier. But after a few weeks, they die off. After a few weeks, everyone's like, oh, I've done my New Year's resolution for 2 weeks. I can go do whatever I want now. I can go do something else. But so often we miss the chance to improve ourselves. So often we go for a few weeks and then we stop. And that's kind of, I understand that. I'm that way sometimes. I remember when I first got my gym membership. It wasn't in the New Year's, but I was there for a few weeks, about 4 weeks straight. I was there 3 days a week. And then it kind of just went downhill very fast. And so often with a new season, the same thing happens. The same thing always happens. But I want to talk about what happened to me in this new season. So while everyone was focused on what's happening in this new season, I was actually at a place called Kempsey. If you don't know what where Kempsey is, it's about 3 hours north from here, up near Port Macquarie. And what I was doing there was a kids' Bible club. So there's a few of us from the church to go here. I'm sure some of you have heard about it before. So Jeremy goes, myself, I go, Victoria goes, the Rugrocks, Steve, and I think that was it from this year. Anyway, so we go to Kempsey and we run this Bible club for a week with these kids. Now, if you don't know much about Kempsey, it's this place where it's not really many new seasons for them. There's not a lot of things for the kids to do. It's a pretty hopeless place. It's not your first choice of place to live generally. And most of the people that are there are either a very low unemployment rate or they just have bad addictions. But there are many great people there as well. So I think it's about 35 years ago, this Bible club was started up in Kempsey to be a light to the community. And I've been going for 5 years now, I think. I missed 1 year in the middle, so I think it's five, might be six. And this kids club gets around 60 to 70 kids every day for 5 days, where the kids get to come, we play games with them. This is actually a photo of us in the big room playing games and doing music, and I think they're currently doing cup stacking games with the cups on the ground. But this is a light to the community. And so I actually really enjoy Kempsey. It's great fun. If you ask about what they do at Kempsey, before this, we generally play a lot of sport, which for me is great. I am currently starting to be a PE teacher, so I love dealing with people similar to me, teenage boys or older boys, and sport. Fairly easy for me to do, right? It's easy. I love it. But this year, a few things happened. And I was not on the normal age group I was on. I was not on year 5-6 boys with all the cricket players, all the ones that wanted to run around and eat food, which, I mean, that's me in a nutshell, really. I wasn't on them. I wasn't on teen boys. I was on kindergarten. So I work at Oosh. I love Oosh. I get a good range of Oosh. But kindergarten is just kindergarten, a little bit out of my comfort zone. A little bit not what I was prepared for. And so leading up to it, I'm sure Mum and Dad can tell you, I was complaining. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to go. I don't want to deal with kindergarten. They're going to puke on me. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're not going to want to play sport. I've never really hung out with many people younger than me because I've always been the youngest. And so I was a bit out of my depth in a completely new season. And so I rock up and meet my team, who aren't here. They don't go to this church, but they're from Newcastle. And my small team that I'm with, so we split up into our leaders. I have two other leaders with me. And after a few days, I'm like, okay, it's okay. I'm kind of leading the group because they haven't been before. And we get to the first day, the Monday. And I'm going, oh, here we go. How many kids are we going to have? And we had two. Which, look, I was like, cool, there's three of us, there's two of them, we've got it. And so we went for the 3 hours, started at 9, ended at 12. We have the kids with in our own little group for 2 hours of that. We didn't get a single word that day. So these two little kindergarten were frightened. They were so scared. Their names were Summer and Jason. And so I felt completely out of my calling. This is not what I felt I was called to do. And so the few days go by and we get to the Tuesday afternoon. Now on Tuesday afternoon, we do the morning session with the kids and the afternoon we go down to the local park. We go around, we share flyers with the local community. We give out food like chips because a lot of the families don't really have a lot of money. So food's good for them. It's a great way to connect with them. And we're playing soccer, playing with the older kids. It's what I do. It's what I'm used to. And then the ball gets kicked away. And as I go to get it, this little kindergarten who hasn't spoken a word to me all the time yet, called Jason, as I run over to get it, I'm like, oh, hey, Jason. And he runs up from about 10 meters away and gives me a hug. At this time, I hadn't heard a word from him. But the love that we had shown him was already impacting him. See, his mum wasn't around. didn't know his dad and was currently looked after by his auntie. But she was kind of a bit not always there either. So this kid had a rough background. And that's the story for a lot of these kids. Yet, I was so focused on myself and how I was feeling out of my depth instead of thinking about how he was feeling. He was going to this place with all these tall people, all these people so much taller than him, older than him, wearing bright yellow shirts. And he was just a little bit scared, a little bit frightened. He hasn't started school yet, so he's still a little bit shy. And I wasn't focused on the love that I was actually giving him. I was more focused on how scared I was. And I learned a lot that week. I was only there for 3 days, but it was actually my favourite year at Kempsey ever, even though I was on kindergarten. And it taught me a lot. See, sometimes with our calling, it's different to what we think. And in Matthew 22, it says, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments." See, our calling, I've been asked about my calling a lot. Our generation, or my generation, is constantly asked when they're at school, "What are you going to do when you finish school? Where are you going to go? What is your calling?" But my response to that now is, my calling can change. It might be a certain job at a certain time. It might be a different place. But this is my calling, to love everyone and to make disciples. And so often we forget that that's the basic thing that we're called to do in this world. And our new season, we always feel a bit awkward, right? I know I felt a little bit awkward going to Kempsey. That was a new place to me, a new season. I felt a bit awkward going into the school. You might feel a bit awkward in a situation that you're currently in. But our calling is to love everyone the way that he loves us and to make disciples. In Romans 12, verse 1 to 2, it says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will." So often in our new season, we hear "new year, new me." We're so focused on who we want to be that we forget who God calls us to be. That we push that to the side and we go, "No, I'm going to be who I am," instead of being that living sacrifice. But when we actually live in the way that we're called to, we can make a lasting impact. See, these kids at Kempsey, if you ask any of our leaders what happens, throughout the year, this 1 week, they are constantly asking the leaders from Kempsey, "When is KBC back on? When is it back on at the showground? When can we come and hang out with you guys again? Because you guys are fun. You guys give us food. You guys play sport with us. And you do all these awesome activities with us." See, that one week in 52 weeks is the most impactful week of their lives. Now, some of these kids may never come back. And that's okay, because we've planted that seed there. But in our new season, how often do we not do anything? How often do we just go, "Oh, you know what? I'm in a new place. I'm in a new season. I'm not going to do something. I'm just going to, like, I could talk about God, but I'll leave that for later." Maybe that's the seed that they need. Maybe that's your turn to be a living sacrifice and actually share your faith and make a disciple. See, in our new season, the most important thing we can do is trust in God. He's given us all these new opportunities for a reason. I've grown a lot since going to Kempsey. I have loved every second that I was there, and I learned a lot. And this whole sermon come from me being there. So the new opportunities that we get in our new season can change not only our lives, but others. A small impact that we have on someone, or a small second that we have, can impact someone's complete life. When we trust in God, we build a stronger relationship with him. The new opportunities that you've been given, or the same opportunities maybe this year you're in the exact same place you were last year. Maybe you're doing the exact same thing and you feel it's a little bit stale. But maybe it's also a chance to improve your relationship with Him, a chance to continue growing in Him. And trusting in God helps you to follow His calling. I'm sure a lot of you guys have been asked what you did with your lives. And our first response generally is our job. Yeah? I know I always say, oh, I'm a student. I do soccer. I do this. I do that. I don't know how often I say, oh, I'm actually a Christian first. I'm actually a disciple of God. And that's the way we identify ourselves. But we are called to be a living sacrifice, to walk around and share God's love with everyone, because you don't know what the impact that can have on people. And if we follow His calling to make disciples, to love everyone, and to be a living sacrifice, we can make a lasting impact in someone's journey. So that's the message I have for you guys this morning. I'll do a closing prayer and then I'll hand back to Dad. Dear Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the new opportunities You're giving us and the new seasons You're calling us into. We just ask, as we are in these new seasons, that You help us. You give us the strength and the wisdom to share Your love and to be a living sacrifice to You. We thank You for everyone that's here this morning, and we just ask that You give us the courage this week to go out and make a difference in someone else's life. In Jesus' name, amen.